Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. Welcome to Million Marker Live. My name is Jenna. I'm the founder and CEO of Million Marker. At Million Marker, we test people for their toxin exposures and then help them get on a healthier journey. Changing product kind of creates a foundation. You can start improving your physical health and the mental health. But complete wellness actually includes much more, and that even including tending your emotions and even spirit. That's why we're like super excited today to have Catherine Brown joining us. She's a lifestyle designer and a mindset coach. Oh, hey you!
Hello. Hey!
So excited to have you on.
I'm so excited to be here. It's a beautiful day where I am. Probably get rid of some of that backlight. You can tell it's super sunny. Finally, I think we're like gearing up for warmth and warmer weather. I don't actually know. Come to think of it, I don't know what the groundhog said yesterday. Do you know what it said? Groundhog Day?
Not sure.
Spring? Winter? What do we think, folks? Anyone know out there? Anyways. Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I would just like introducing you. You're a lifestyle designer and mindset coach. So we're like super excited to take today to talk about the mindset. And then you're going to tell people how to really improve toxic mindset, which is super important when people are trying to get on a toxic free lifestyle. So without further ado, Catherine, tell us like what led you to a career in mindset coaching?
Oh my gosh. Well, can I do the nutshell version? So I guess, you know, many instances in my life, I, just like many of you guys out there, have gone through either traumatic moments, big or small. And I think over time, especially me being the third child, I grew up in a dysfunctional household as well. You kind of get inundated and patterned, I guess you could say conditioned, to kind of like lead a life in a certain way. And you start to have those repetitive mindset, if I could use that word, the repetitive words that keep coming back into your head, right? And so over time, I think those big T and little T traumas kind of bombard your body and your whole endocrine system, your whole genetic makeup. And you don't find out until later down the line in life, when you start to not feel well. Maybe you start to have panic attacks, autoimmune issues. There are some other things out there. Sensitivities, very harsh sensitivities. You know, Dr. Jenna, I love to call you Dr. Jenna. Dr. Jenna, I was a highly sensitive child growing up. And I didn't know how, you know, the effects of my environment were really key on how I lived my life. And so I know you and I talk about that a lot, about our environmental factors. But it's, you know, when we talk about mindset with that, and as me being a toxic-free lifestyle advisor, mindset is a huge portion of that. You know, growing up as a highly sensitive child, that goes back into my point of the story of being that, you know, like we have to know that energies, we have to know what environment around us has a huge effect on, you know, who we hang around, items that we have in our life that are absorbing into our body, right? Material things, products, and just like relationships, you know? So in a nutshell, that's kind of a little bit about me. Why I went into this is because I had to become a self-advocate, a healing advocate for myself. You know, I have a couple of pretty intense autoimmune issues that when you look at me from the outside, you may think, oh my gosh, no, she looks great. She looks fine. But, you know, when you have chronic pain at certain points, or for instance, one of my issues that I'm dealing with currently is I have pretty extreme Raynaud's condition. So that's a part of my story of why I had to become a self-healing advocate for myself. You know, I grew up in a household. I know so much about functional nutrition from my mother. I was pretty much her intern my entire life. And history behind And to be honest with you, being a self-advocate for yourself is a beautiful thing, but it gives me the right to share with all of you what I went through and what helped with me, and maybe it'll help with you. But then going back to mindset with that. So, yes, being a healing advocate for myself is probably the biggest story that I could kind of throw out there, healing in more ways than one. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and of course, spiritually, because everything is energy.
Yeah, it's all connected. That's why I love your holistic approach. We're kind of like trying to get people into their right foot, starting using better products and then understanding these things can actually impact them. But there's like so much more, right? Besides the product of cleaning supplies, there's the stuff that you mentioned, this holistic approach, So tell us more about like different aspect of, energy, work, and practice. How do you deal with it?
Yeah, that's a beautiful example. So I am, as you know, even my fiance will tell me, I'm the most disciplined person in the world. Like, no matter if I got 5 hours of SHIT sleep, I go up and I do my routines because that keeps me accountable for just my regimen of life, my flow of life, right? So that's like step one is having a routine. I think all the clients that I work with, everything that I preach, I practice what I preach, right? I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing unless I'm actually doing it, right? So, having a routine, having a morning routine, having a bedtime routine. And you can't have a more good morning routine unless you have a good bedtime routine. So, it's all cyclical. Everything in life is cyclical. And with that being said, the ways that I practice with energy modalities is that I think the most like evident one is becoming fully aware, fully conscious, sitting with yourself, closing your eyes. And when I say meditation in this next word, I'm not meaning that you have to sit there and chant. Certainly you can. I've done that many points in my life. I've done 2 minute meditations. I've done 10 hour meditations, But the thing is having a routine, a structure for yourself, a baseline, a discipline that you can stick to. Everyone, every body is completely 100% unique and different. You have to find what works best for you, right? What resonates with you, right? Everything is a vibration. We're talking to one another, we're on a screen, but we're still vibrating together. Okay, everyone that's tuning in here on the show or on this live right now is vibrating with us. So when I talk about energy in that aspect, it also has to go back to, breath work. That's a fine example. Breath work. Sometimes when I can't go to sleep at night, or maybe I just watched an amazing Chiefs football game or whatever, and I'm high on life, Oh, by the way, I'm from Kansas. So, but you have to do those things that take you back to your baseline. Right, so your four breath box count, right? That's just a mini thing. Going out into nature, that's a huge energetic absorbing factor, right? Connecting to earth, right? Many people, and I'm going down a nutshell, don't know how healing the earth is electrically. Can I say that word? Electrically, electromagnetically, that's probably a better word, to our not just how we like run personally, but our healing mechanisms through and through, how our blood flows, how we see light, how we even regulate our breath. Breath is a key. If any of you out there know anything about yoga, the practice of yoga, there's this thing called apana, apanavayu, and it's about breath, right? And breath is life, right? Prana is it's life. And without breath, there is no life. So this is all about how we can create a better lifestyle for ourselves. Okay. So energy is key. I don't even know if I answered your question, but you felt
Yeah, it's energy, but also like because you also before when we talked, you also talked about harmonization of the space, breath work, body awareness. like food as medicine, like all these things, everything just kind of like works together.
Yes. Yes. Harmony of space is an awesome example. I'm going through that right now with moving into a new space, slowly but surely. But it's what you're sleeping on, right? And we can jump into that with toxic elements as well, right? Your mattress. How many of you guys clean your mattresses, right? How long have you had that mattress, right? Have you looked underneath and seen if there's any stains under those mattresses? Gross. I don't even want to know. But what is your mattress made of, right? Structurally, you know, I mean, guys, you're sleeping on a mattress. You're in your bed. You're sleeping. One third of your life, right? So you better believe you invest in something that is so, you know, harmonious to your genetic makeup, and that's going to help you sleep. I sleep on something that is, if you know anything about a Japanese lifestyle, and they sleep on that what is called a shiki futon, which is like the floor mat. I basically sleep on a giant one of those, and it's by the company Parachute. Love it. It's eco made, and it's been the best sleep I've ever had. And then also the sheets that you put in it, you know, are they starched with like a formaldehyde film, right? Think about all these things. I prefer a natural linen or sometimes a silk, right? But all these things counteract, you know, are the products that you have on your bed, or do you have carpet that is plastic? Many people don't know. Carpet is pretty much just plastics, and there's an off gas that comes into that.
Yep.
Everything goes hand in hand. Do you have plants in your room that are cleaning the air, right? Okay, get rid of the fake plants. We want that out of there. Yeah. So you and I talked about, especially with harmonization of the home, making small swaps with items that you, and the bigger swaps are probably the items that you use the most, right? Mm-hmm. So creating that harmony of the home. And it's almost like a modern day feng shui of what I do. And it all brings the energy back into key. You know, do you have natural light? You know, natural light coming in. And then also, when I work personally with clients one-on-one, going further with that, in that, I do more of like the ambush of the kitchen, the of the house, like cleaning products. And then also organization of how things are strategically set up, right? Because you don't want dead zones in your house, the dead pockets or the corners where, yes, stuff is going to get stuffed over there. Mm-hmm. And if you follow me on Instagram, you've been probably seeing some cool ambushes that I'm doing. It's really fun. But this is huge.
This is awesome. So we talked about like the service you provide, which I love. And I wanted to watch those ambush videos. This sounds like really cool. And we need more people to ambushing like people's kitchens and then make sure they're living a better lifestyle and then have this harmonization of space and chi. So tell us a little bit more about the service you provide.
Yeah, sure. And thank you, by the way, for having me on today. I really, really appreciate it. It's super fun. And you're a wealth of knowledge as well. So I hope you guys all tune into the podcast that I have with Dr. Jenna. I believe it was, 208? I can note that below. But more of the services that I have is I have a customized service of basically being your toxic-free lifestyle advisor. And I could say the rated R version of, you know, what exactly I do, but also the PG version. I basically kind of bring you back into homeostasis. Right? So we're bombarded with so many different things in the world, so many different products strategically put out there by marketing. Okay. Mm-hmm. But in a nutshell, I bring you back to homeostasis, which means I bring you back into balance, right? Almost that clarity, right? Of optimal health. So you know that you want to feel better. I know you do. You know that you don't want to have to take those over-the-counter medicines, or you don't want to be stuck in a depressive state. Mm-hmm. Who wants to, right? And it's not easy, but things take baby steps. Small changes compound into huge, huge transformations. And it goes back into the mindset. You know, like, I would be the first one to tell you, yes, Yes, I am pretty much happy every single day. But I will also be the first one to tell you, I was not like this my entire life. Everything is work. You just have to be willing to do the work. I guess I would say I'm like the best friend you didn't have because your real true best friend will tell you the truth. They'll tell you the truth of what they see that needs to be changed. So in a nutshell, we go through your whole lifestyle. It's basically like being a life coach. But I do work on metaphysical and astrological charts as well. So I read your energy levels on that aspect, and we go through your personality traits from there because everybody's completely, entirely different. And there are things about yourself that you don't even know about that I can see. And that's the beauty of this whole practice. But when we go into that, again, a lot of the times I'm working with adults, and a lot of adults need to go back to their inner child. So I love to focus on the inner child work. And then we can reprogram and relive, and then filter out all the toxins physically, chemically, but then toxins mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Who are you hanging out with? Who are you in a relationship with yourself and with others? Yeah. So I hope that was a pretty clear answer for you.
Yes.
Do a lot of plant, if you're interested in plant-based living too, we do a lot of plant-based mentoring with that, recipes, fitness, exercise routines. But I also kind of want to point out this little PSA that I do work very much so with blood types. I don't do diets. I don't do restriction. I do everything is custom individualized pretty much. To a common sense, but I just want the best source of everything for you guys. So it's just a little bit of investment, but it goes a long way in the long run. I'm meaning a little bit of an investment on products that you put back in your house, right? So for example, Tupperware. But yes, your lifestyle designer here for you. That's what lifestyle design is.
I love it. So before people start this journey, you're also training them to be on this growth mindset, which also is an important topic that we're on today. So tell us about growth mindset. What is growth mindset and what's growth mindset to you?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. So, growth mindset, so there's like a static mindset, right? And it's completely different than just trying to be positive Patty every single day, right? Like, I can do it, fake it till I make it, right? But it's more of a growth mindset in the way that I perceive it as, where can I get from here? What is the next step? How can I improve this a little bit more? Instead of saying, like, well, I was born into this family, so this is my fate. That's a static mindset. You're not going anywhere. In all terms, you're probably going backwards, but growth mindset, where can I go from here? Example, you wake up, it's cold, you don't want to get out of bed, your bones hurt, you feel like you have arthritis, and you say, like, I'm not doing anything. This is the perfect excuse for me to just be a loaf, right? No, a simple example of a growth mindset on that term would be like, what can I do? Okay, first step. What can I do? Get out of bed. Oh my gosh, what a win. I mean, any of us just getting out of bed these days is a huge win. Get out of bed. Got out of bed? That's all you have to do for the day, right? Little things. So growth mindset in layman's terms is basically like, how can you improve yourself a little bit over time? And it's almost about creating that confidence within yourself, that confidence within your mindset. Because once you tackle one little thing, baby, you better believe you're going to want to tackle one slightly larger thing. You run around the block, then you run around the block twice, then you run around the block. Oh my gosh, you're at a mile, 2 miles, then you're running a marathon. That's growth. So that is just a small example, but, there you have it.
Yeah, I love it because one thing that, when we tell our users, customers that how to, swap out and then live the toxic free lifestyle, people get overwhelmed. So I feel like this mindset is especially like useful. You don't have to do everything at once, just a little by little, and then growing your growth mindset is like perfect.
Yes, because you notice that, like, okay, for an example, we'll use the kitchen. That's a beautiful example because that can be daunting. A lot of mothers, perhaps fathers, listened to that episode and they're thinking, oh my gosh, mind blown. Like, canned foods have BPA. They have a BPA film in there that can reduce my sperm count or my libido. True fact, right? And they're thinking, oh my gosh, what is it going to do to my children? I have to throw everything away in the house. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Slow down.
As we said, baby steps. What is the thing that you use the most in your house? Maybe it's Tupperware. Yes, Tupperware. Okay, find a free Tupperware. Glass, ceramic, sterilized stainless steel, right? And replace that first, right? And then when it comes to the food, what do you consume the most of? Maybe your child loves popcorn. Okay, find a healthier popcorn, right? Maybe it is that your child loves beans, right? Okay, maybe do a little bit more preparation during the weeks and the dry from the bulk section beans and prepping it on Monday morning or Sunday night for the whole week so they can dish it out themselves. So you don't have to be like, ah, crack open a can, right? It's little things like that. Not using water bottles that are made of plastic, but refilling water bottles with filtered water. What a pop idea. Guys, these things take just a little bit of preparation. But once you start to learn the preparation process, you build the habits. Make sense?
And build the routine that you talked about.
Yes, routine. Yes.
Yeah, love it. So besides these products and, because we test with these toxins and we recommend products, so what are some other things that you would consider toxic in a person's life that might impact their mindset?
Oh my gosh. One beautiful example, because we're talking about routines, is I think when we talk about routines, just keeping the integrity of your routine and in relationships, right? Something that people don't think about that is so toxic is relationships. People around them, gossip. That's a fine example. Gossip. Raise your hand out there if you gossip or if you're around someone that gossips. Yes. So gossip, it's the energy that literally goes straight into you, bringing all of that energy right into you. Do you feel good doing it? Probably not. You shouldn't be doing it, but it actually scientifically creates like a total different, like almost aura. I'm going to use the word aura state around you, right? So that's a toxic energy. Relationships, in when I said about integrity, not speaking. Not speaking your truth and stuffing down your emotions. Communication, right? That goes too. Maybe you're in a relationship, a new relationship, or maybe you're a parent to children and communication is key, right? It's not just saying like, okay, I'll just pick up the slack and just, and then I get more angry and then I get more angry because I'm doing everything, or whatever. Have a strategic communication with someone. Remember, it's much easier to rip off the band-aid right then and right there than to have it stuffed down inside. The communication is key. But yeah, toxic energy from relationships is huge. And relationships can go so many different ways. It's just instances in, how that is a domino effect to other things, like driving on the road, because if you're having a bad day, communicatively with someone, when you get in the car, you're going to take that there and then you're going to bother someone else and you don't know what type of day that person or life that person is going through right then and right there. So when I go through this, it's like we're creating that energy aura with around you so that you can give that loving kindness to one. Because we all know we need that loving kindness. It's only world, right? Like begets like, right?
Love it. Love it. These ways to actually retrain ourselves on these like patterns. One of your service, you mentioned that like plant-based living, like why do you think like diet is also an important way for this, growth mindset and then also toxic-free living?
Oh my gosh. Well, okay, I'll give you a couple of examples. Many people of mine, I want to talk about this, But when I think of diet and I think of mental state, I think of how our body is working, right? Digestively, you know what I'm talking about. Waking up in the movement morning, having a good bowel movement, right? If you are feeling like you're full of SHIT, you're going to act like it, right? And so your mindset's not going to be able to work. So have diet goes with this, right? Clean filtered water, you know, drinking the clean filtered water, the diet. Okay, let's jump into this. Okay. The diet that you consume has a huge effect on how you are going to be living your life. The foods that you eat, if they're highly processed, mm-hmm. if they are filled with sugar, if they are filled with whatever, additives, you're going to spike, you're going to go down, you're going to have that slump in the afternoon, or for instance, you're just going to feel like you're in a fog. Mm-hmm. Not to think clearly. You perhaps are going to be in a depressive state. Certain foods have chemicals in there that will make you have panic attacks, anxiety, right? Okay. I could go on and on. But what was I saying before that? Yes. So the foods that you eat, little did you know, many of you may know that we as humans, yes, we're mostly made of bacteria, but we are also made of light. Light. You know, when you see someone and you're like, oh my gosh, they look so healthy. They're glowing. Like they're glowing. Or the white of their eyes are so white, you know? Well, because they're probably eating live foods.
I love it.
Yes. When I skip, I'm talking about plants that are rich in, you know, plants go towards the light, right? Photosynthesis, right? This is biology now. But live foods, chlorophyll-filled foods. And I'm not saying that you have to become like me and be a bunny, right? But I'm saying that when you eat dead items or items that are highly processed, packaged, not even food, you know, not picked from the ground, right? Maybe you're not eating the colors of the rainbow. Then perhaps your skin, your hair, the workings of your body might start to act a little more dead. So going back to that, this is your word for the day, since everyone's probably playing that game Wordle out there. It's biophoton. Biophoton. Huh. We light. We are biophotons. Okay. So keep that in mind. If I could have one amazing takeaway today, eat live foods. You know, you want to be vibrant and full of life. Eat live foods. Eat the color of the rainbow. And I'm not talking about the candy Skittles.
Love it. Because we have also seen like among customers who eat a lot of processed food, their toxin levels are also a lot higher. So, you know, by eating live food, unprocessed food, it's like not only good for health, but also, again, reducing your toxin levels.
Yes, yes, yes. And I would love to do a self-experimentation. I can't wait to get my hands on a test kit and kind of see that. I would love to put myself against, and I'm not perfect. Not perfect. Better try to be. No, I'm not perfect, but I would love to see kind of how my results, you know, counteract with someone else's. So that'd be really interesting. So if anyone wants to be an experimenter with me, Millie Marker.
Yay.
Yay.
I had so much fun recording the podcast with you, and it's a great podcast with so much useful information for everyone. So tell us about Just Being Honest.
Oh my gosh, Just Being Honest, the podcast. So B has no G and there's an apostrophe, so maybe I'll type it in here. But, you know, the podcast was basically a platform for me to basically spurt out more of this helpful, free information that I'm giving to you guys on the podcast. I don't use a lot of sponsors on there, but I do want to give you guys the information about maybe what I'm working with clients one-on-one. You know, maybe I'm talking about hormones. Maybe I'm talking about eating right for your blood type. Maybe I'm talking about, you know, a personal life instance of mine, of what I'm personally going through. Because I'm a huge guinea pig. But Just Being Honest is basically about you just being honest just with me, you know? We have guests just like yourself, entrepreneurs in the health and wellness field. And we have a good time. So tune in. It's on, a new episode comes out every Sunday. So you can subscribe on Apple iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music. It's everywhere podcasts are played. So check it out. Send in some feedback. 5-star review is always welcome. Send it to your friends, your family members. You know, to be honest with you, it's a really great way to start getting, as I mentioned before, the conversation rolling. Sometimes it is hard to tell maybe a significant other or your uncle, your aunt, your father, mother, whatever, maybe that you see a health or wellness diet within them, or maybe an addiction issue. And maybe we covered it on the show and maybe you can just send. So it's really, really great. More to come on that. And if you're interested in any consulting practices or sessions, I do have some personal openings coming in right there. So a lot of amazing things happening here in 2022. So I hope you guys join.
Love it. Love it. So everyone be sure to follow Catherine at Just Being Honest, KB, and being doesn't have the G. So make sure you do that. Or you can also tab in our LinkedIn bio to get her link and under this IG live. So thank you so much. Somebody said, I can't wait to hear someone talk about the test. So we're going to have you back on after you try out the test.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I will give you the like last droplet of detail.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Jenna. See you soon. All right.
Yeah, see you soon. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.